I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And coming up on Saturday at the College of St. Scholastica's Mitchell Auditorium, there is an event. I think it's the second annual Encounters of the Musical Kind, and it's a benefit concert for Duluth's Sister Cities program. And Sarah Thompson, you are heavily involved. So tell us about the concept behind this Encounters of the Musical Kind.
Well, my idea about it is that it's sort of like what might happen if a group of musicians from all different types of sort of musical styles came together for an evening, sitting around the table, each of us sharing a song, and then by the end of the evening, there ends up being playing on top of playing with each other, playing, improvising a little. Just magic that happens when musicians come together. And so there's all these different styles. We have someone who's sung opera, someone who's done more in the hip-hop style. There's more your sort of folk singer-songwriter, Rudy Perreault, who's classical violinist, and Strike Point Bell Choir, this amazing bell choir that's out of First United Methodist Church. And they actually traveled to Sweden, one of our sister cities, to visit one of our sister cities. And then Jeremy Craycraft, who's a percussionist from College of St. Scholastica, amazing fellow. So it's just going to be this eclectic coming together, but also people that really see music as a way of being a bridge to the world. So.
And you did it for the first time last year, and you said that you and Jeremy were the only two that are repeating this year. So how did it go? Because you must have been a little bit nervous last year, like, okay, this could go swimmingly or it could fail miserably. And it must have gone swimmingly because you're back this year.
Yes, and it's still in that stage of, oh, this could go swimmingly or it could fail miserably. But no, I know it will go swimmingly because of the people involved and just the sort of spirit they're bringing to the performance. But there is a lot of unknown. What's known is that everyone comes with their strengths and their gifts, but it's also this show about being vulnerable and listening to others, and then coming forth and maybe stepping out of what might be your comfort zone and then trying to play with others. So it's got all these metaphors for
wonderful
how.
And we also have Daniel. And now can you say your last name for me, Dan?
Oyinloye.
Oyinloye is here as well. And he is a UMD alumnus.
That's correct.
And we also have Elias Mokel, who is a UMD faculty right now in the music department, as well as a baritone. So welcome, guys. So how did you get these guys involved? And how did you know, there's a nice rapport going on here. So I think you knew these guys before, right, Sarah?
I did. I think they should say how did they get involved.
Daniel, how did you get involved with this?
Well, Sarah Thompson has been an amazing artist in Duluth. Performed with her once at the theater here at UMD, actually. And the thing about Sarah that I love is her art of storytelling. She likes to tell stories, and I believe in narratives. I believe we're here living a narrative. And so my art form in music also takes that kind of path of telling a story. Like, we come from different places, different backgrounds, but we all bring to the table our own story. And so the moment where each story is recognized and accepted, we begin to see or live better as a people. So and that's kind of how we got connected, because she has that same kind of model going on. So I performed with her in the past, and anytime Sarah says, hey, Daniel, come up, I'm down, because I know what she's about. And that's how, you know, I got connected with this as well.
And Elias?
Well, I have to add to that, because my first year starting as an instructor in the Department of Music, very much education and performance are part of my lives, and I think they mix. You know, the idea of not knowing every variable and allowing that creative space to happen is something that we can all benefit from in regardless of disciplines. So Sarah connected with me early on. I knew Paula, and Paula said, oh, Elias sings. And she had a concert where they needed something in French. I lived in Paris, so they thought, let's ask this guy. And this guy could speak a bit of French. And then what kind of prompted this is that I got invited to their house for Christmas.
And the beautiful Paula is Sarah's wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I got invited to their house. And we both come from a background of family singing around the piano. So we started singing random Christmas tunes where she jingle was playing, bells, and we started bells. Creating new words, and somebody YouTubed it, videoed it, right? And they and we laughed. So I'm hoping that
so
this is going to be joyous.
So if somebody wanted to find that right now, what would they search
it's unlisted, like my bank account. No, I'm just kidding.
It's probably on my YouTube page. Though.
And we've always, I did Evita with the Playhouse a couple of years ago, and she's a big fan of Evita. And we've always joked when we see each other, we always quote the lyrics from Surprisingly Good for You. It seems strange, but you must believe there's nothing calculated, nothing planned. And now we're going to do a bit of that on this concert. We're going to do the Evita Perone duet from Andrew Lloyd Webber's tune.
Nice.
And it's going to be
I'd be surprisingly good for you.
Indeed, you always have been.
Well, I can already tell that there's going to be a lot of laughter on the stage on Saturday night. So, Daniel, back to you. Let's find out a little bit. Now, you are in Minneapolis right now, right?
Actually just moved back to Duluth.
Oh, you did? Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you did spend quite a bit of time here. You did a lot of cool things while you were here, didn't you? Now you were involved with Goodie Night.
Right.
Tell us about
that. Goodie Night is an event we put up because it's, again, storytelling, artistic storytelling. Give a platform for artists to actually share their story, because you listen to an artist, you know, they do cool stuff. Oh, you're cool, you clap, and that's cool and all. But at the other side of it is that they're also, they're a person living life. And Goodie Night is to highlight their personal story, more of a vulnerable space where people could share more than just the music, but also have the outlet to share the music. So I think we've done that for about 2.5 years now, and we'll still keep it coming every chance we get.
Well, wonderful. Well, did you want to start the music here? Do you want to start with what you've prepared? Are you okay with that?
I could start with something.
All right.
All right. All right, I'm going to do a little verse. You know, I don't have my beats here. I can't really all make it up right now. Maybe Sarah could give me a little something, and I'll go on it. And it's going to be...
chords?
Give me... Let's just do a basic C.
Basic C, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Cut down by my position, young fly guy, went through immigration to be here. Making honey was the vision, landed to realize the lies, the illusion, so-called the American dream. Fly bread to get rich and stay rich was the so-called Nigerian dream. So listen up to the young and the old, takes money and the vision to stay your position, so to be wise, I had to learn what if, man. You gain the whole world, then you lose your own soul, then you search for it, something to live for, then you die for it, but it's gotta be what more than money. Much more than glory, way more than the stories, the dramas, the isms, the mannerisms. My wings cut down, I'll still fly. Yeah, even if I have one wing. Yeah, I'll still fly. Yeah, even if I had one wing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That
very nice.
Simple.
And you just released an album recently, didn't you, Daniel?
Correct.
And tell us more about that.
Dawn of Redemption. The album I just released is the first album I released without a plan. Because nobody has a plan.
Was it because
I'm
you've been hanging out with Sarah?
Because I can do whatever happens. So it's like, you know, the last 3 years for me had, you know, a lot of significant things that happened. My father passed away. I had to leave my job here at UMD. I used to work at UMD, and I went, you know, just wandered for a bit, went to San Francisco, I went to Texas, went to Colorado, just chilled out. And then all of that reflected more on life and what it means. And just looking at how things have turned out, I couldn't help but think that where I was at the moment, where I had to give everything up, put me in a place where I realized the importance of what life would be. So for me, I call it the Dawn of Redemption. So I kind of capsuled that time period of my life to Dawn of Redemption, where you realize that, you know, you might lose things, but it doesn't define the end for you. You know, it's something where you got to realize that you have to be okay with letting things go. And so that album for me just reflects that. And the way I did it, as I recorded the songs in the time periods as they were, without a goal of actually having to be an album, and just compiled all the songs in the last 3 years into one.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, if you want to share that with us, if you have a copy at some point that you want to drop by.
Oh, sure. It's on iTunes, Amazon.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. Great. All right. Well, Elias, how about you? So you are here at UMD.
I am.
And you've lived in Paris.
I have.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Akron, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't lived there in a number of years. But I've lived in Chicago. I trained with Lyric Opera Chicago and lived a few years in Philadelphia. And then Paris. Then I was back and forth between Paris and New York City.
Okay.
Before I landed back in the States, so mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm. And you're here at UMD, so I think I've seen you in the halls once in a while.
Yes. Walking people by. Say they can always hear my laughter. That's what I hear frequently. They're like, "Shut up, Elias."
And tell me about any like what you do here in Duluth's music community.
Mostly every once in a while, I get privileged to work with Sarah. In my first couple of years here, I did do something with the Playhouse, as I said, Evita, and I've done recitals at UMD, and I've worked with my colleagues at UMD, but most of the performing I do, I go off to performing in next July with a state opera of Bulgaria. I'm doing Sharpless and Madame Butterfly and a world premiere of Orpheus Descending. Mm-hmm. So I get a lot of stuff that's out and about, and then I can bring that back here and get students interested in other cultures and go, "What do you do? You wear lots of hats, mm-hmm. Elias." So mm-hmm. that's kind of what I love about my life here in Duluth.
Well, I think earlier, Sarah, you mentioned when you were putting together this show, it's to benefit the Duluth Sister Cities Commission. And you kind of were picking people that had that understanding of kind of the global perspective mm-hmm. and why those connections are great. And so, Elias, you've traveled a lot. Daniel, you're originally from Nigeria, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so you guys seem kind of like a natural fit for a program like this that, encourages mm-hmm. those connections.
And I'm origin Lebanese, okay. and very often people don't know what to make of me. They don't know what group I fit in. They're like, "You're brown, so we're not really sure where you go." And even with the culture, the way I grew up, the sort of demonstrative physical, you see what's on my face, when you ask me things. So it's interesting for the students to connect with people who come from a place that maybe wasn't exactly like where they grew up.
Mm-hmm. Or their heritage, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have to share with us today?
I picked a tune called Plaisir d'amour, and it's a popular tune over in France. It was written by an Italian composer, Italian last name, Martini is his last name, and it's been used for at least one really famous pop tune, but the text of it kind of fits with what we're talking about, the idea of living in the moment. It's the pleasure of love lasts a moment. It only lasts a moment. So you need to enjoy it while it's here and not try to necessarily hold on to it. So just take it as it comes and enjoy it.
All right, that's great advice.
Plaisir d'amour, ne dire qu'un instant.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And I forgot to mention, you guys said the actual official practice happens tonight. So this was before
the.
Trying
to tell you that this is really it.
I'm saying this sounds great before the official practice has even happened. So that's what I'm trying to say.
She's like, get to rehearsal.
That was just lovely.
Well, Elvis, I practiced really early on, like when I first started learning guitar.
Really?
So it was a natural to just slip into Plaisir d'amour, yeah.
mm-hmm.
knowing the Can't Help Falling in Love with You and other Elvis tunes. So yeah, that's my background, is learning all those sort of hits from the 50s and 60s.
Well, that's a great place to start. And so, Sarah, last time you were here, which I think might have been a couple of years ago, we were talking about your trip to Rania and Echoes of Peace Choir. Some members of the choir came over and you guys performed. And what an amazing experience. Yeah. And Rania is in the Kurdish area of Iraq. And it's and those of you that went were kind of advocating it for it to become a sister city. And it did. It recently did. Have you been back since? Or
I have not been back since. I know, I think right now in process, meetings are going on to organize another delegation to go from Duluth to Rania. So that's sort of in the works. I don't know when it will happen, but it is a dream of mine to go again and perhaps bring a musical, you know, delegation like this.
Elias is very excited about this. Guys? His eyes are lighting up.
And it would be powerful to return again. And to go there with a musical group, it's just such a wonderful way to connect. That's something I certainly dream of doing again. So these are just rehearsals perhaps for that. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Oh,
well, everything's rehearsal. Exactly. The next thing.
The best performances are rehearsals.
So what else have you been up to musically lately?
Well, I've been doing some new songs. I've been writing some new songs and sort of beginning to record the next album, which will still be, you know, take a little while before that's out anywhere, but certainly have some new songs piling up that I'm hoping to share. They're actually probably old to people because they've been around for a couple of years, but in terms of new being recorded and that. So I've been working with Eric Swanson at Sacred Heart to do some work on that, and recently wrote a new song that was inspired by the water protectors at the Cannonball, North Dakota, trying to defend against the Dakota Access Pipeline. So that was a new inspiration recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very inspiring people there right now.
Yeah,
for sure.
So yeah.
What would you like to perform for your?
Well, I thought I might do. This is a piece. It's actually a Leonard Cohen number, but one that I recorded on my Somewhere to Begin CD, and was thinking about it with this performance because we have this bell choir and it has in it this phrase that talks about ringing bells. So this is Anthem by Leonard Cohen. The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. The wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again. Bought and sold and bought again, the dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the lake gets in. We asked for signs, the signs were sent. The birth betrayed, the marriage spent. The widowhood of every government, signs for all to see. I can't run no more with that lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. But they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. You can add up the parts, you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march on your little broken drum. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that still can ring. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in.
Sarah Thompson live from Studio A doing Leonard Cohen's Anthem. So, such a great song. Great lines in that one. Well, thank you so much. So again, they are all, Daniel and Elias and Sarah are all taking part in Encounters of the Musical Kind, which is a benefit for Duluth Sister Cities program. It's happening on Saturday, October 1st, this coming Saturday at the College of St. Scholastica's Mitchell Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. And anything else people need to know?
It's going to be fun.
Bring your friends.
Bring your friends.
Well, bring your enemies.
Yes, bring them all.
The cool thing is that even rehearsal wouldn't cut it for us, meaning that the night is still going to be a surprise for us here, too. So,
you're
going to have a rehearsal, but still going to leave room for some wiggle room. For
That's how the light gets in.
That's how the light gets in.
Exactly.
See, I listen.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, guys. This has been so much fun.
Thank you, Christine, for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, and with help from Cheyenne Vavrina and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.